the news just broke while we were on the radio that they have a juvenile in custody who started the fires in Gatlinburg.
Oh, man.
So, I don't know what you do, but it's juveniles, plural, out of Fox Nashville.
Throw the book at them.
Who started the fire, which is just...
And how many people died from this fire?
30-something, yeah. I believe, if I'm not mistaken.
They got to go to jail.
They're done.
Yeah, you got to put them in jail, right?
Yes.
I mean, there's just no doubt that they go to jail.
How old are they? You don't have an ages.
No, just okay. Juveniles. Maybe...
let's say they're 13.
You charge them as an adult?
I would.
At 13?
I would.
I mean, you have to, right?
I don't know, man. What else is there? What's the alternative?
The only way I could give them a pass is if for some reason they were playing with matches or just playing with fire, and they didn't mean for that to happen.
Are you saying?
Now, it's time for Drew's favorite songs.
This is their defense, by the way. Years old, 12 years old.
I mean, we're just speculating. We don't know how old they are.
Right, but juveniles.
Yeah.
Man.
People are dead. They are going to lose tourism money because people don't want to go there now, and that's what they thrive off of.
Millions of dollars in damage, devastation to nature. What do you do with them? You got to task them with rebuilding the stuff, obviously. It's not a very affluent area, so they probably don't have a lot of money. I would say they spend 14 hours a day rebuilding.
The kids?
Yeah.
I don't want them building my log cabin.
This is for the person who tuned out when we played Seal and then tuned back in. We played Poison.
I mean, if they are juveniles and you don't charge them as adults, what are the other options?
I don't know.
They have the juvenile.
Yeah,
detention
juvenile court. Put them in JDC.
Yeah.
Until what? They're 18 and then.
Then you put them in the big jail.
Oh, okay. Then you transfer them.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
You don't just let them go.
Look, so many people died. You know, I mean, you can't just give them a slap on the wrist. Unless it's a pure accident. Like, I don't know.
That too. Yeah. Even then, they have to be punished, but if it was a total accident...
How many people died?
I think...
You said 30?
I think so. Isn't
they
that,
gotta,
is that, is
I'm
that
sorry,
many?
They got to go.
That's too many.
Let me check.
Yeah, I could be absolutely wrong.
They got to go, man.
Saw some of the pictures of the people who died today, and it's just idiotic.
30's bad. Think about it. If it was a shooting...
36?
Okay, dead is dead. If it was 36 people that got shot,
right,
it would just be 36 dead bodies.
Right.
36 dead bodies and the destruction of property.
Wanton destruction, too. Rampant destruction.
Yeah, wow, you got 36. I have 14.
Oh.
Man, that's bad, too.
I have from 2 days ago, 14 people died. Are you looking at the Oakland fires or are you looking at Gatlinburg?
I got the Oaklands. Sorry.
I was thinking about the Oakland one, too. Not going to lie.
14 in Gatlinburg.
Okay, then it's not that bad. I think you have to throw the book at them as adults.
Hey, Nikki, what'd you Google to find the Oakland deaths instead of the Gatlinburg one?
I typed in Oaklands.
Oh, okay.
Oakland fire. Because I only half heard all the conversation. All I heard was fire, and that's the newest fire.
Oh, now, in Oakland and Gatlinburg, right next to each other. What state is Gatlinburg in?
Tennessee.
What state's Oakland in?
California.
Which one's further west?
California.
Ah, damn it.
And who knows how to party?
Oakland.
No.
Huh?
Who knows how to party?
I know how to party.
No.
Snoop? No. This isn't Snoop Dogg.
Who knows how to party?
In the city.
Who knows how to party, Nikki? Rewind it for you.
Rewind it for you.
See if Nikki can tell us. We can't go any further until you tell us who knows how to party.
Now, It's time for Drew's favorite songs.
Who knows how to party, Nikki? Come on, Nikki.
But that's it's.
Who knows how to party?
It's not a rapper, is it? Because.
Let me rewind this for you. See if you can tell us who knows how to party.
I can't breathe.
Trolling us, right?
I don't even know anymore.
Who knows how to party, Nikki?
Tupac knows how to party. No? What is it that your thing says Tupac? Dude, your screen says Tupac right now.
What'd you say? Tupac, number one thug, what?
One more time, Nikki.
We can't go anywhere further until you tell us who knows how to
What'd
party.
What'd you just say off the mic?
No, we were just playing the lyric over and over again where Roger Troutman sings
that's,
California
that's
Knows How to Party.
That's just called a two-pack.
If she had said Roger Troutman knows how to party, I would have accepted that. May he rest in peace. But no, he says in the song repeatedly, California knows
I
how to party.
I thought you were trying to get me to say the rapper.
No.
Because that's what you guys do. You try to get me to name artists.
Is that what we do?
Yeah.
Not today. We just want to know what state knows how to party.
You didn't say what state. You said who knows how to party.
California!
That's a state. That's not a who.
Woo. Is it not a who?
No.
Oh, California. They know how to
That's
party.
A what?
They
certainly do.
The people of California.
They are who? That's
We're not on Jeopardy.
Who knows how to party?
Okay, well, you should have clarified.
California love.
We clarified. He looped the song 12 times.
Yeah, I said, listen carefully.
It just kept repeating it.
I wish I tried to sound as dumb as I do sometimes.
No, you're fine.
No, you're good.
People don't believe that was real. So.
It was pretty real. Oh my God. Okay.
All right.
But who does that song, by the way?
That is Tupac, Dr. Dre, okay. And Roger Troutman.
Okay.
May he rest in peace. Tupac and Roger Troutman. May they rest in peace. Okay, Hillsborough County parents like myself, this really hits me right where it hurts because I've been looking at houses and I'm looking for a house on a bus route because obviously I'm here from 2 to 6. I'm unable to pick up my son in the afternoon from school. So I've been looking on where he can be bused from school. Already that brings anxiety in my life because now I got to trust some jagoff bus driver who's probably hopped up on Ritalin and White Crosses to take my kid home every day. Well, in a 6-1 vote today, Hillsborough County School Board members said that courtesy busing is costing the district too much money. They've identified 38 routes that will save them about $3 million. Beginning in August of 2017, about 7,500 high school and middle school students who live within 2 miles of their school will lose their bus service. The county says huge number of kids are given free courtesy busing even when they aren't eligible. The service is being eliminated as part of the district's goal of cutting the budget by $130 million per year. So, you got a kid that lives 1.75 miles from school. What's he supposed to do? Walk home?
Segway.
How far?
Anything less than 2 miles. Hmm. I mean, that seemed fair? 2 miles?
That's not a lot.
Hmm. What county is this in?
Hillsborough.
It's good exercise. These kids are too fat these days anyway.
I don't know, man. That's...
Has anybody started an Uber service to take kids home from school?
No kidding.
They're walking with their buddies.
They could ride their bike, their bikes, a 2 mile bike
ride. On these deadly roads?
No, but there's all those crosswalk people.
Do they know how to party? You know who knows how to party? Crosswalk people know how to party. Yeah, where my crosswalk people at? Yeah, you got them reflective vests. Standing out there. Letting kids know when to stop and when to go. Them crosswalk people know how to party.
You got a stop sign?
Uh-uh. I got that crosswalk. Do I get the red hand? Or do I get the little white man showing me to move my feet across the road? Better not be jaywalking. Them crosswalking people know how to party. We have Caramel Vixen in the studio with us. She is at FetishCon this weekend. Her website, CaramelVixen.com. Now, we were talking during the break, Ms. Vixen, about how you got into the domination world. You started as a phone sex operator?
I did. I used to do telemarketing, and the guys who I would speak to try to sell magazines and crap to, they were like, yo, your voice is awesome. I'm like, really? Cool. You know, and they're like, well, have you ever done phone sex? I'm like, no. And then they tried to guide me, and of course, I'm on my job, and I'm sure. Like, so what would you like for me to do right now? You know, and of course, I got fired, but, you know.
Of course.
You know, and then I just decided to look up some stuff as far as phone sex is concerned, and a couple of guys would say, I'll pay you $50 for 10-minute video. If you can, like, you know, 5-minute video, stick up your middle finger, call me a loser. Call me a cracker. I was like, word? Swag. All right, let's go. And then it just escalated from there.
Sure. I love the interracial domination angle. It is something we've never even heard of before, Seth. And
I love it now.
Me too. I think I enjoyed it. Now here comes Danielle with the integrated cupcakes.
Now what's going to happen here? Is Miss Caramel Vixen going to shove the cupcakes down your throat, or did you want her to sit on the cupcakes and then you eat the cupcakes off of her? I'm not really sure how this all works. How does it work, Miss Caramel Vixen?
It's not like he has a choice. Yeah. I'm going to do whatever I want to do.
Okay.
I would say in the best interest of the show, and again, I'm just throwing the suggestion out there.
You stupid honky with your dumb suggestions. These are white boy suggestions. Sorry.
That's right.
No, yep. I'm still hired, though, so I can assist.
They are.
Yes, you can.
But you're a dumb honky with an even dumber honky on your shirt.
You bought me this shirt.
I know.
Well, then I guess that makes you a dumb honky, too.
Yeah,
huh?
Dumb honky also.
Yeah, I'm a dumb, stupid, cracker, idiot, man.
Yeah, Jewish guy.
You guys are loving
it. Yarmulke wearer.
Oh, come on.
Yeah, light that menorah.
Oh, God.
Yeah, Baruch HaToya. No, yeah, you had a bar mitzvah, didn't you?
I did.
At age 13.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I thought you became a man.
No, I got it at 15.
What?
I was late. I didn't know my Hebrew.
Okay. So my suggestion would be if I get something shoved down my throat, my gag reflex is going to kick in.
That's what we want, you stupid white boy with your dumb gag reflex.
Then it's going to be very difficult. I know. Thank you. It's going to be very difficult for me to do the rest of this show and then that other stupid show.
Oh,
that
that's
I
all right. I can fill in.
Oh, thank you. You've already said the F word, though. We've already.
I caught it, though.
Our trust has been compromised. So
darn.
I would prefer some sitting on the cupcakes.
Miss Caramel Vixen, how often are you doing cake sitting?
I don't do it too often.
Okay.
I usually do it for a custom request, and the guys. Sending like $300-$400 for me to sit on
cake. And the guy wants you to sit on the cake just because he wants to watch you on the cake, or because he wants to eat it off of you, or what?
Yeah, a combination of both.
Okay. Yeah. What do you want to do here, Drew?
Whatever you guys want. I'll do whatever you decide I should do. I'm the stupid white boy.
Yeah,
yes,
with your
Danielle?
Stupid white boy name, Drew.
I know.
I vote that Caramel Vixen sits on the cupcakes and you eat them off of her.
Okay.
And then she shoves them down your throat.
Both?
Yeah.
Man. Yeah, with my feet.
You're the impressive white man.
With my feet. Yeah.
You said your dad's racist.
I did not.
Yeah, you said Frank Grabo.
I never said my dad was racist. You just said my dad's name on the air and then said he's a racist. He's going to kill you.
I apologize.
Sorry, Mom.
I'm running out of things to call you.
All right. Well, the cupcakes are over there, Ms. Vixen, if you'd like to
awesome.
Come on over.
Oh, boy.
Awesome.
Okay. We don't have a mic over there, but we'll figure this situation out as it happens.
I'm gonna bring mine.
Oh, we'll switch. Okay, that's a good call.
I'm going to bring mine down this way. All right. I'm down here now by the near the cupcakes.
Oh, boy.
Now, here comes Seth, and Danielle is moving the microphone near Miss Caramel Vixen. Now, she is she's sitting on the official Morning X studio couch. Now, she's taking off. Oh, she's taking off her stockings.
Oh,
you want me to take off her stockings?
Take off the stockings.
Okay. Seth, you've got to narrate.
I've got to narrate. Okay. Yeah. Drew is going and taking off Miss Caramel Vixen's stockings right now. Yeah. Start all the way up there, Drew, in the naughty zone. Don't start at the feet. Okay. There we go. Now, Miss Caramel Vixen, do you want him to smell those now and tell you how great they smell? Because I could just have him do that for you. How do those smell, Drew, the stockings? Yeah.
Oh, my black queen stockings smell so blackalicious.
You smell those black stockings.
I am.
Okay. All right, the other one.
Cracker boy.
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah.
What am I doing with your foot?
You gotta kiss it first.
Drew's kissing the foot.
Drew just
kissed
Drew,
come
it.
On. Drew, not a peck. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, I kissed her black foot.
How was that?
It's
That's right.
Oh, yeah, it's
It's black.
Yeah. Oh God. Yeah. Oh, yeah. All right. That is a black foot, Drew.
That's the first black foot I've kissed in a long time.
Does he, Miss Caramel Vixen, does he kiss like a stupid white boy to you?
Pretty much, yeah.
Okay. Okay. All right. Good. Here. All right.
I'm gonna get her closer to the microphone so that we can hear everything that's going on. So if you want to come over here,
okay. Yes.
Sorry,
you
Drew.
You can squash the.
And if you could cast me the B word.
The B word.
What yeah. B word? What's a B word?
Oh, this the right B here. Word. Okay, there you go. That's a whip.
Yeah.
That says bitch on it.
That's right.
Oh, that's the B word.
Oh, Drew, sorry. I turned up your mic all the way because you were down there before. So if you wanted to level that out.
No, you're good. Appreciate that.
All right.
All right. So what are we doing now?
I'm going to be nice.
Okay.
In the beginning.
Thank you.
Okay.
And I'm going to step. So you need to get on your knees,
yes,
Whitey.
Ma'am.
Yeah.
Yes, ma'am. I'm on my white knees.
Whitey.
That's right.
On my oppressive white knees. I'm sorry for slavery.
That's right. Reparations are in effect.
Yes, they
you
are.
You know that, right?
I know. Yes. Thank God for the Emancipation Proclamation.
Miss Caramel Vixen, his great-grandfather owned slaves.
That's not true. He's from Italy.
He had a huge plantation. He had 18 plantations.
Such a lie.
And a cotton gin.
My great-great-grandfather was Abraham
you're
Lincoln.
You're going to keep on talking?
Yes.
You know what?
Okay.
In your mouth.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
Let's go.
All right. She wants Drew. She dipped her foot in the cupcakes, and Drew's going to eat the cupcakes
put
off her
your
feet.
Mouth.
Your mama. I'm going to eat those cupcakes off her feet.
Put it in your mouth like Akinelli.
Put it in your mouth.
That's right. Let's go.
Eat the cupcakes off the feet, you big pervert. We've got Miss
Caramel. Open your mouth and put it in. Stick out your tongue. Don't let. Put it. There you
go. Miss Caramel Vixen, can you make him.
Swallow it. You know how to swallow it.
Oh, God.
It's white. Swallow the white.
Hey, you moronic cracker. Can you do that again so I can get a great picture over Twitter and Instagram?
Next time be ready with your
I need a picture.
Camera. Yeah. White boy.
Yeah, no. You're the dumb white boy.
Yes, ma'am.
You're the one on your knees right now.
Yes, ma'am.
And thank you so much to Gigi's Cupcakes. They brought the cupcakes down here today for us.
Open all the way. Get closer. Don't make me stretch.
Do it, True.
I'm trying. Okay, I'm sorry.
Let's go. In your mouth. Eat it.
That's good cupcake.
Hey, Sissy Mona's getting turned on in the other room.
Then tell him to get in here and eat the damn cupcakes off her feet.
This is all for you.
It's a real.
I still have stuff on my feet, so you need to put my foot all the way in your mouth.
I can't eat any more cupcake icing. It's so rich.
I can't do.
Seth, it's so rich.
Hold on one second. It's Real Sex of the Morning. We have Miss Caramel Vixen in the studio. She's going to be at FetishCon all weekend long. Right now, Drew, the stupid white boy, is on his knees. Miss Caramel Vixen is into interracial domination. That's why we're calling Drew all these derogatory names for a white person. He's on his knees eating cupcakes off Miss Caramel Vixen's feet. There's a reset. Back to work, Drew Garabo.
And as strange as it seems, I'm gaining respect for you right now for
why?
What you're doing.
Let's
because
go. Open your mouth and shove it in.
It's not the feet I have a problem with. It's so much icing. I'm going into sugar shock over here.
Get him some water.
All right, I will.
That
all the way in your mouth.
Oh, my God.
All the way.
Oh, my gosh.
Closer. That's right, Whitey.
I'm so sorry for slavery. I'm sorry for Jim Carrey. I'm sorry for all embarrassing white things. I'm sorry for Celine Dion and Michael Bolton.
Oh, my God.
I'm sorry for Michael Jackson, who was half white. I'm sorry for everything white. I'm sorry for Wonder Bread. I'm sorry for Kraft mayonnaise.
Let's
I'm sorry for Miracle Whip.
Oh, I think she's going to.
I thought the feet was bad, and that was late.
What's going to happen now?
Have you seen? It's 55 inches. What's I have a 55-inch rear end.
Yes!
Whoa! Thank you.
a 55-inch rear end.
Yes. So I'm going to sit.
Okay.
And you're going to eat.
Okay. Yes.
All right.
Yeah.
I'm a little full.
Okay. Are we getting pictures over there? Are we going to get pictures?
Right. I need you on pictures. I'm on mic duty.
Okay. You're on mic duty for this one, Danielle?
Can we use another word other than duty while she's sitting on cake, please?
I'm on mic business over here.
Thank you very much. I appreciate that. I'd rather have no one say duty. Okay.
Okay.
So then maybe I shouldn't sit on that.
So you go ahead.
You can sit on the black one. I'll eat the black off your
butt. You go ahead and sit down.
I like chocolate better than vanilla. The vanilla is so oppressive and entitled.
Ms. Caramel is getting ready to sit down on the cupcakes. Thank you again to Gigi's Bakery in South Tampa. And
here she goes. She's backing that ass up like Juvenile.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, my God. Back it up. Don't stop.
I've never seen anything like this.
Drop it like it's hot. Wobbledy, 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 wobbledy. What?
Oh, you got to get down there now.
Okay.
Get down there, Garabo. This is great. Oh, my God. That's a nice booty, Ms. Caramel Vixen, if I may say so. No problem. Okay, Drew. Wait, there's not really enough on her booty. Maybe, there we go. Yeah, let's get some more on there. Rub it in there, Drew.
Okay. Oh, my goodness.
Oh, there we go. Some. There it is, right there.
Okay. Oh, my gosh.
I'm going to start at the black icing right down here.
Okay, you're going to start with the black icing like you should. Black should go first.
Exactly. Black before white.
Dumb cracker.
I hope that's icing.
Oh, okay. Drew, you need to get
pumped. Oh my gosh.
How does it taste, Drew?
Chocolatey delicious.
Let's go.
Oh, oh my goodness.
Oh no.
Oh, no.
She's spreading more icing on her booty right now for Drew. Oh. It's real sex of the morning, X. This is a big time fetish out there.
This is unreal.
Drew, how do you feel right now?
Well, I like the chocolate better than the vanilla.
Okay, good. Drew likes the chocolate. Lick it right off there, Drew. Get it. Get a whole bunch in there.
Oh, yeah.
You know, now that I've tried the chocolate, I don't think I could ever go back to vanilla again.
That's the way it should be.
That's right.
You should abandon whiteness forever.
Uh-huh. Oh, there
right.
you go.
Mm. Oh, my God.
All right, we're done here.
Oh, my God. That was great.
Oh, sissy Mona, just relax in that other studio.
Oh, my God.
I took like 15 pictures.
Thank you.
Are you okay, Drew? What do you think about that whole thing?
That was good.
Oh, man. Is this one of the greatest guests we've ever had?
Right up there with Gavin Rossdale and Reverend Johnny B. Dangerous.
This is a great. It's Reverend B. Dangerous.
Whatever. Oh, my goodness gracious.
That was okay. Amazing.
Thank you. That was awesome. That was
oh,
awesome.
Wow.
Well, interracial domination and cake sitting, Seth.
It's a perfect combination.
Miss Caramel Vixen again will be at FetishCon this weekend. CaramelVixen.com. Her Twitter, MIZ. That's Ms. Caramel Vixen. Thank you so much for being here and for what you did for us.
Thank you for having me.
Oh my God, what a pleasure.
Thank you for licking my ass.
Oh, certainly.
Can you say
yeah,
that?
Yeah. Okay. That's okay. It was on the outside.
Okay.
The outside. The cheeks. Okay. Of the, yeah.
Or
it was
so you say.
Yes, I do.
I
definitely do.
I did feel a little wet.
Okay.
Thank you for coming in the studio with a couple of dumb, moronic, pasty crackers like ourselves.
No,
we are dumb white boys.
We really appreciate it.
And
thank you for being here.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.